Accession number 24197, Real 1.
This is the first reel of a taped interview with Ron Allen in his home in Perth, Western Australia, on the 4th of the 10th, 2002, for the Imperial War Museum in London, and the interviewer is John Bannister. Ron, I thought we should begin the interview by you telling us your full name and where and when you were born, please.
My full name is Ronald Thomas Allen, A-L-L-A-N. I was born on the 9th of September 1920 at Subiaco in Western Australia.
Tell us a little bit about your family and how they came to be in Subiaco.
My father was a pharmacist on the corner of Coghlan Road and Hay Street, and I first went to school at the government primary school, which was then at Thomas Street in West Perth.
What do you recall of growing up in the Subiaco area?
Yeah.
Some of the strongest memories you have.
The strongest memories in growing up in Subiaco was the trams running down the Hay Street, the people round about, the shops round about, relations I had living close handy, and when I was ten, we moved to Claremont. The pharmacy was sold because my father had been developing a theatre, the Empire Theatre in Cambridge Street, West Perth, I think they'd call that. And as the Depression came on, he was unable to borrow any further money from the bank, although they'd promised it, and he had to sell his business to pay that off, and then spent some time teaching pharmacy at the Technical College in Perth. And after a few years, he started another business in Cottesloe, a pharmacy.
In relation to growing up, what were some of the pastimes of a young chap in Subiaco and Claremont?
Well, we used to go swimming quite a bit. I learned to swim at the baths at Nedlands when I was six, I think, in the school holidays with my cousin. He came down with me and we used to catch the tram, which went all the way down to the baths in Nedlands, and then on the weekends we look forward to going to beach cottage at Swanbourne and swimming in the ocean.
At the age of 10, obviously the Depression. What were your impressions of the Depression years? You mentioned your father's problems, but as a child?
Well, we weren't told very much about it, but I realised that money was tight, and we used to go to the theatre quite often. We'd have to walk a couple of miles to get there. That's my father's theatre in Cambridge Street, and I remember going there for the children's session, I think on a Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon.
Was it a cinema or was it...?
Cinema, yes.
What were some of the more popular movies being shown in the late 20s?
Well, the cowboy... cowboy films, mainly, that I remember. And... It's a long while ago, of course.
In relation to, I understand they would have newsreels often at cinemas. Do you recall any newsreels in relation to that era?
Yes, I don't.
Your father's.
I don't think we had a great number of newsreels in the children's services, children's films, anyhow. I do remember that the theatre and my father used to give a prize taken from the tickets going in, and usually it was a football or something of that nature, and I was very disappointed at times that he was handing out a football to other people, and he couldn't afford to give me one. But that's how kids think, of course.
Had you had any, well, in relation to the general sort of feeling within the community around the Depression years, how would you describe that?
Well, being fairly young, I really didn't think about it at all at the time. I just knew that things were a bit tight, and we used to walk most of the places. We never had transport, that is the children. We used to walk through King's Park to go to the baths at Crawley, and we'd walk to school. And I remember some of the friends I had. But you know, a child from 6 up to 10, when we were at Subiaco, there was never very much talked about as far as the family were concerned. But we just look forward to going swimming, or I belonged also to the Cubs, Scout Cubs, and we used to walk to West Perth for that.
Tell us about being involved with the Scouts. What was that like?
That was good. We were taught mainly by a lady Scout Master, Cub Master. And she taught us to tie knots, all the different types of knots that the Scouts learn about. It was very interesting, I think, to have that sort of activity. And I think from memory I went to one camp, and we went on a Ford truck and sat on seats on the truck. But when we got there and in the tents, they used the seats as pillows for the cubs. I found that very awkward. That was a bit too high for me. But it was nice to go on a camp like that with other cubs.
Did you have any relatives that had served during the First World War at all?
Yes, my uncle had served in the infantry in France, but my close family hadn't been in the army. My father would have been, as a pharmacist, he probably would have been manpowered, I should say. that was never ever discussed by anybody.
So the First World War was not an issue in relation to comment from relatives or you asking your uncle what it was like at all?
No. No, I didn't get round to doing that. But I realised there had been a big war because on Anzac Day, I remember going to a film with not a relation but a friend of the family. He was quite a bit older, but he said, "Well, I'm going in to see a film in Perth," and I went with him, and I was amazed at the noise and the amount of firing and shelling that went on in that film. I haven't forgotten that.
What do you think was the general attitude of society towards the First World War at that stage, do you think?
Well, I think that people were not very happy. There's a lot of people were relatives were killed, of course, and war was something that had to be avoided if possible. That's the impression I got, but still I was very young, of course.
You mentioned your childhood years, and the impression is that they were quite happy and there was no issue in relation to thoughts of politics or the Depression or the war even, First World War.
No.
When did that start to change? When did you start to become aware of...
Well, when Germany with Hitler started to... go to the films and you'd see their activity on the films.
How old do you think you would have been at that stage?
Well, from 12, 14, 15, 16, 17. It was fairly, everyone was concerned about what was happening in Germany and the fact that when they eventually went into Poland and then into France, well, I started to think about joining the army then.
Before that stage, had people understood why it was that Hitler had been able to come to power or the situation in Germany that had been sort of ripe for Hitler to take centre stage?
I think so, because the impression I got was that the Germans, after the First World War, they were very disappointed in the way that finished. I think probably Hitler offered them the possibility of rising to a full power again. And human beings are like that, I think. They just, if somebody offers something and makes it good enough, they follow.
In relation to the deteriorating situation in Europe, what were some of the strongest points that you recall in relation to Hitler and what he was doing before, obviously, Poland?
Well, the fact that he had a lot of troops that had been trained, and I remember seeing them marching through Berlin, or must have been Berlin, I should say, and everyone was thinking then that, well, it won't be long before they'll be having another go at taking over other countries, and it so happened they went into Poland, and then they started on France, And I think they, didn't they go into Austria too and take that?
In relation to his sort of policies and his attitude, were you aware of his policy towards race, for instance?
Yes, that was that was made quite clear by the films we saw, the fact that he was not very keen on the Jews, and he was, I think then, even before the war, he was starting to put them into camps.
I was speaking to Phil Loftman a while ago now, and he recalls Mein Kampf being on sale in Bowens. Had you heard about the book?
Yes, I had heard about the book. I hadn't read it, and I didn't see it. But I should say it would have been sold in most of the books, most of the book-selling people in Perth. I hadn't thought of that one, but I think didn't he lay out all his plans in that? Hmm.
I'm interested to discuss with you in relation to the distance that Australia was from Europe, from where the trouble was brewing, and the concern that people felt generally here. Was it a major issue?
Well, I think it was. It was a major issue because a lot of people were English immigrants, and I mean, it was quite obvious that if he took over Europe and then attacked England, wouldn't be long before he'd be taking over the rest of the world, or trying to.
What was the general feeling, given that you were born in Australia, towards Britain, the sort of loyalties that were held?
Yeah, well, my idea was that there were quite a strong loyalty towards Britain. Everyone was concerned at the time that after France was taken, that Britain would be next.
We'll talk about that when we get to that.
Mm.
In relation to attitudes of the general Australian towards king and country, how would you rate that, do you think?
I'd rate that fairly high, because well, as I say, a lot of the people were immigrants, and in schools and that sort of thing, and even in the theatres, I think they used to play God Save the King. Whether it was before or after, I think it was before the film started. So there was quite a bit of loyalty towards Britain. And I think the Australian people that born Australian, they fell in with what was going on. My father came from Edinburgh in Scotland, although my mother was born in Albany, and she was Australian.
So when was it that you thought seriously that a war would be on the cards?
Well, I thought it would certainly be on the cards as far as Britain and the Empire was concerned, as it was called then, after Poland was taken.
Do you remember Chamberlain coming back with his piece of paper?
Yes.
What do you recall of that occasion?
Well, I think it made people happy to see that he had some agreement at the time, but then again there were a lot of people who thought it was just a piece of paper, and that's all.
What were your personal views, do you think?
Well, I wasn't quite sure, but I mean, he had already, I'm not sure whether he had gone into Poland then, but I think he went into soon after, didn't he?
It was
1938. 38, was it?
Almost a year before the Poland situation. You're 18.
Yeah.
To what degree do you think you were affected by him coming back?
Well, I can remember thinking at the time that unless something was done, that I'd probably finish up in the army, and we'd have to fight virtually for our existence. That's the way I saw it.
Peace in our time.
Yeah. Peace in our time, maybe. It wasn't long before he got into Poland.
September 1939, and then the 3rd of September, war is declared.
Yeah.
What do you recall of that occasion?
I remember that I was at a ball. It was probably a Friday night or a Saturday night. And everyone was going around saying, well, the dogs are going on strike because they're cutting the poles down. That seemed to be the main thing going round the hall at the time. But that was just a joke, of course. But it certainly was a strong indication to everybody that the arrangements he has made with Chamberlain was just a piece of paper and that's all.
In relation to your situation, you hadn't joined the militia or anything like that prior?
Yes, I joined the militia just before, I think just after war broke out, and war was declared on the 3rd of September 1939. I joined the militia with my brother, and I remember going to a camp at Rottnest for, I think it was about a month. It was the first time that I really got to know anything about the army.
Tell us about that time.
Well, we just all went over. I joined the 16th Cameron Highlanders, and we went down to Fremantle by train, I think, and we picked up the I think it's probably used as a boat to attend ships as they came in, because I remember they all got into the boat, kilts and all, and it wasn't long before most of them were seasick. And so there were kilts and things flying all over the place.
What was the general feeling of being in the militia? How did you feel about it?
Well, we felt, I think, that the time that we were doing something to obtain some training, that's how I looked at it. And, because it was considered that things would get worse very quickly. But I didn't think very deeply about it. I just really enjoyed being in the army.
In relation to things progressing quickly, it wasn't terribly quick. There was a period of what people call the phony war.
Yeah.
How did that affect the situation for you?
Had France been attacked by then?
No, the period before that, September through till May, June of 1940, there was that period where people were calling it the sort of phony war. Yes. Not much was going on. There's a bit happening, but not a lot.
Well, I think most people thought that it would develop and that Hitler would not, be quite satisfied with what he had done so far. He was obviously going to take some more action.
And in relation to your situation, in relation to the situation that you might actually go away to fight, how keen were you?
Well, at that age, I think you're looking for adventure more than anything else. I wasn't married, or I had my parents, of course, and my brothers. So I thought, well, the best thing I can do is to join the army, and that followed a 3 month camp we had. And quite a few of those soldiers in that camp were going to join up, so we all joined up together.
The general atmosphere of joining up, tell us about that.
Well, we'd been discussing the whole situation amongst ourselves, and it was agreed that we'd join up as a block. There was about dozens of us, I think, at the time. My parents weren't very pleased about the idea, but they agreed to it when I said I was joining the AIF.
What sort of propaganda do you think you were affected by at the time?
Well, the main propaganda would have been through the theatres, through the films, and also reports in the paper as to what was going on. But I think by that stage, we were in that 3 months camp, that most people thought it would develop into a world war.
What were some of the dissuasive arguments going around in relation to joining? You mentioned that your parents weren't particularly keen.
They weren't too keen on the idea, but they agreed that something had to be done with Germany, and it didn't take them long to agree that I could join the Australian Imperial Force.
Did anyone give you any advice?
No, it was only the friends that I had in the unit. We had discussed the whole thing, and quite a few of us joined up at that time.
What was involved in joining up then as a block? What did you actually have to do?
We went along to the recruiting place. It was in the 16 Cameron Highlanders place in down near the Esplanade, and they were all very happy to take us in. We had to strip off and pee in a thing, and they checked us all for our health. We had all just been through a 3 month camp, so we were all jumping out of our skins by then. So it didn't take very long to join up, I can tell you.